One moment, please. The National Broadcasting Company interrupts this program to bring you a special bulletin. We are waiting in the NBC newsroom for a special bulletin to be brought to us before this microphone. And here's the bulletin. Charles Root, presidential secretary, has just made the following statement. Our government, through regular diplomatic channels, is in communication with Great Britain, Russia, and China regarding the Japanese surrender offer. That is all that can be said at this time. I repeat that statement once again. Charles Roos, presidential secretary, or that's Charles Ross, presidential secretary, has just made the following statement. Our government, through regular diplomatic channels, is in communication with Great Britain, Russia, and China regarding the Japanese surrender offer. That is all that can be said at this time. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
The Camay Beauty Soap Program. Camay, the mild beauty soap for a smoother, softer complexion, brings you Pepper Young's Family. I'm absolutely positive of. I know a lot of women are going to have younger, lovelier looking complexions just because they heard this song. Listen.
Did you know that just one cake of Camay can mean a smoother, softer skin? Say, did you know that just one cake of Camay is the way you should begin? You ought to try it now. You'd better start today. The Camay Mild Soap Diet is the lovely woman's way. For a softer and more glamorous complexion. Camay, Camay, Camay.
Yes, you'll see a real improvement in your complexion if you change from incorrect skin care to regular mild Camay care. Doctors, skin specialists tested Camay care. They had a whole group of women follow regular care with Camay. And those doctors reported definitely smoother, lovelier complexions for most of those women. So follow the Camay Mild Soap Diet. Directions are on the wrapper. And I promise, with your very first cake of Camay, you will have a lovelier looking skin. Yes, a softer, a smoother complexion.
Just one cake the Camay way. Your very first cake, and you will say, Camay, Camay, Camay.
Now, Pepper Young Family, written by Elaine Carrington. It's early afternoon of a hot summer day, and Mrs. Young has decided to snatch a few minutes' rest until the glare of the afternoon sun lessens. And just as she has settled herself in her bed, she hears the screen door slam and Peggy's voice calling.
My, but it's good to see you. Your mother went upstairs to lie down. Oh. It was so hot, she thought she'd take a little rest until it got cooler.
Nonsense. I'm not asleep. I heard you, Paige. Come on up here to my room.
Oh, Mama, I'm terribly sorry if I woke you up.
You didn't, darling. Come on up here.
All right. Oh, Miss Peggy, would you mind taking this letter up to Mrs. Young? I think it's from your father. It says Lake Beauregard on it.
Then, of course, it must be Daddy.
You don't mean to tell me that Sam Young is taking time off from his fishing trip to write to me. This is practically epic.
Here it is, Mama. I have it. You didn't bother to come
I'm
down.
I'm not coming down. As a matter of fact, I'm down.
I decided it's cooler downstairs since it's in my room. It occurred to me that Peggy oughtn't to climb a lot of stairs.
Oh, stairs don't hurt me.
Oh, it's cooler down here. Hattie.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you got any lemonade?
I've got some on ice.
Oh, good. I'll have a glassful. Would you like some, Peggy?
Oh, I'd love one, Mama. You haven't any cookies, have you, Hattie?
I'll find something for you, Miss Peggy, and bring it right in.
Oh, thanks, Hattie.
Darling, come on in the living room.
Uh-huh. All right, Mama.
My, but you have courage to be out in this noonday sun. Isn't it only mad dogs and Englishmen who venture forth?
I don't mind the weather at all, Mama. I don't even mind it being hot here in Elmwood. It, it, It's so nice to be at home most of the day and have Carter coming home in the evening.
Oh, I wish you could have been up at the lake with your father during this heat.
Oh, I wouldn't be up at the lake with Daddy for anything in the world. I'd 10 million times rather be right here where I am. You know, Mama, I think I'm absolutely and perfectly happy. I think I'm one person in the world who's perfectly happy. I just feel so good about everything. I wonder if everybody feels so happy when they're having a baby.
I don't know, darling, but you look radiant. Yeah, let's sit here. See what your father's letter has to say.
All right. Mama, you know, I feel sort of excited all the time, as if I can't wait for the baby to get here.
Mm.
As if I can't wait for me to be able to say that I'm a mother. And I just... Oh, Mom, you better go ahead and read Daddy's letter. Never mind about me.
Of course I mind about you, dear, but I would like to see what your father has to say. I bet you anything he's left something behind him and he wants me to send it to him. Wait till I see. No. Apparently, he misses me.
Of course he misses you. He always misses you whenever you're out of his sight.
Well, he's never missed me on a fishing trip before. He's never even written to me on a fishing trip before. I wonder if he's quite well.
Oh, Mama, of course he's well. He just misses you. I know he does. Mm-hmm. I know Daddy. Why, if you'd seen him moping around here the times I have when you've been away from home, just not knowing what to do with himself, just wondering when you'd be back and why you had to go away in the first place, you'd understand how he'd miss you, even on a fishing trip.
Nonsense. He never even thinks about me on a fishing trip. Say, he says, I'm counting the days until I get home again. You know, Mary, to tell you the truth, I don't believe I'm going away another year without you. It's no fun.
Oh, Mama, isn't it?
Oh, Peg, your father's a darling. And he knows just how to get around me.
What else did he say?
He says, uh-oh. Hattie! Oh, Hattie!
I was just coming in with a lemonade and some cinnamon toast I made for Miss
Cinnamon toast? Mm-hmm. Hattie, how heavenly.
Mm, let me taste it. Here it is. I thought you'd like that with your lemonade. Here, now, I'll put this tray down on the table.
Mm, that was wonderful, Hattie. Thank you.
Hattie.
Yes, ma'am?
Mr. Young says that Hank sends his regards.
Oh.
And Hank wants a picture of you and Brooks.
A picture of me? Uh-huh. Oh, my stars. I haven't had my picture taken since before the flood.
Well, it's high time you did with that handsome son of yours. And I think Hank deserves the picture. And I can think of nothing nicer than to have your photograph if I were Hank or myself. Or Hal Winters.
Oh, Mrs. Young, please don't go wishing that on me, to have to go and sit for a picture. I just about died.
Well, you think about it, Hattie, dear.
Well, all right, then.
Now, let's see what else Mr. Young has to say. Oh, here's something. The secret. And I'm not to tell Pepper.
Oh, what is it, Mama?
Girls, your father's bought an acre of land on the lake for Pepper as a wedding present.
Oh,
Mama,
perfectly gorgeous. I think that's the nicest wedding present I ever heard of.
And just as soon as he can, Hank's going to put up a shack there, and Kirk Bradley wants to furnish it as a wedding present to Pepper and Diana.
Oh, it's the cutest thing I ever listened to. And when Pepper isn't using it, perhaps he'll let us all use the shack. Oh, that'd be heavenly. We can take our vacations there.
Oh, and Peggs, I forgot to tell you, Pepper was simply beside himself this morning. He and Diana are going to be married on Labor Day.
On Labor Day?
Yep.
You mean as soon as that, Mama? You mean Diana has actually made up her mind?
Yes, isn't that good news? And they're going to be married from this house, too.
Oh, Mama, that's wonderful. Oh. I love weddings, and I know you do, too. Mm-hmm. This is one I won't miss. Diana hasn't asked me to be matron of honor yet, but maybe she will. And well, if she doesn't, I insist upon being bridesmaid.
That's right.
Although, well, maybe I'd better wait to be bridesmaid until Pepper's next wedding, seeing I won't look too beautiful going up the aisle.
You look very beautiful indeed. You never look more beautiful in your life than you do right now. And, Peggy, I don't think there's going to be any other wedding. I think this will be Pepper's one and only. You know, we're a sort of a one-marriage family.
Well, I know I am. I know I could never find anybody else in the whole world I'd ever want for a husband besides Carter. Oh, Mama, he's so darling to me. He looks after me so wonderfully. He thinks about me all the time, waits on me hand and foot. You know, he'd worry just the same as you do if he thought I was out this time of day when the sun's so hot.
Carter's a darling. Oh, here's an opening of Father's letter I didn't see. Let's see. Oh, he says Hank can't get over his disappointment that Pepper's wife isn't to be Linda, but someone else. He says that Pepper and Linda belong together from way back, that they used to go sailing and fishing and camping together, and that, as Hank puts it, some folks is meant for each other. You can spot them a mile away, and Pepper and Linda are those kind of folks. And I don't care who Pepper marries, she won't be right for him. She won't be the girl who's meant for him the way Miss Linda is.
Oh, Mama, I honestly think Diana is lots better for Pepper than Linda ever was.
Well, Pigs, darling, I can't go that far. But I know Pepper's going to marry Diana, and I do think she's a darling girl. happens, there's nothing I can do about it.
But, Mama, why should you want to do anything about it? Diana's so right for Pepper. And she's so beautiful and good and sweet. She's worked close to him at the office for so long, she knows all about him. She'll make him a wonderful wife.
I think so, too, Miss Peggy. I think you're right about that.
Yes, Hattie, I'm sure she will, but I'm not sure there isn't something in what Hank says. I'm not sure that I won't always have the feeling, as Hank does, that Pepper and Linda, the two who belong together, that they were meant for each other.
Slip a ring on Diana's finger. When she and not Linda will be his wife. When Pep will take up his life with Diana. At least, so Mrs. Young believes. But she does not know Diana's sudden distrust of her brother Max. Her fear that he's done something that will make it impossible for her to marry Pepper. Nighttime at a vacation hotel. There's music in the patio. And look, there's a beautiful girl dancing with her husband. Her evening dress is sheer black chiffon, and she wears fresh red roses at her waist and in her hair. The dress drifts gracefully as she moves, and the soft lights play on the tawny gold skin of her shoulders and lifted arms. She's the center of all eyes. Now, what is surpassingly beautiful about this woman? Mostly it's the smooth, silky perfection of her gold-tinted skin. And it's not just her suntan. It's the quality of the skin underneath that's lovely. For like Anna Held, who daily took her bath in milk, this woman makes a beauty ritual of her bath. She bathes with mild, creamy Camay, the soap of beautiful women. Just think what you do when you take a Camay beauty bath. You lavish upon the skin of your entire body exquisite care. And Camay Care is the care thousands of beautiful brides lavish on their complexions. No wonder, then, when you smooth Camay's mild lather over your arms and shoulders, you help bring out the natural loveliness of your entire skin. And you step from your bath clean, fresh, your skin just touched with a delicate fragrance. And your skin has the natural softness and delicacy that nature means it to have. So make every bath a beauty treatment. Get some Camay and begin your Camay beauty baths soon. Remember, it's Camay, a Procter & Gamble soap that brings you Pepper Young Family. Now, this is Alan Kent inviting you to listen again on Monday. You can't buy red points, you can't beg them, but you can earn them. Save used fat. Every pound is worth two red points plus cash.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Cut yourself a slice of Crisco cake.
Mm.
Now with Crisco, cakes are lighter, better textured, moister, richer.
Mm.
Follow the recipe on the Crisco label. You'll make a better cake on every count. A Crisco cake.